السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 16th of November 2024, corresponding with the 14th of Jamadul Ula, 1446. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت في عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, I hope your journey and your safar and your programs are going well. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and a long life to serve the deen of Allah, and may the ummah benefit, and Allah bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem for wonderful du'as and supplications. We thank our brothers in the studios there of Durban, Mr. Mkhizi, and here by us in Malaysia, Bonface. Thank you very much to both of you. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'ad. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and more than 90% of the countries, cities, and continents of the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, just look outside out your window and you will see the beauty, Laylatul Badr, the full moon. And this is the last super moon for this year, 2024, Kudrat ka Karishma, and see how beautiful and magnificent it looks. Therefore, we call it Laylatul Badr. And that is a full circle, the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. Kudrat ka Karishma, and that is the symbol and sign of Almighty Allah. Therefore, the first three nights it is called Hilal, and then the waxing and the waning of the moon, and therefore it's called Qamar. And then you see the 14th night, which is now, it is in its full beauty and glory. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, we praise you alone for all your ever-recurring bounties, favors, which you have showered upon us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39 and verses 74 and 75. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will complete and conclude the surah today, and then insha'Allah on Monday we will start with chapter 40, Surah Al-Mu'min. So chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verses 74 and 75. Now the people have entered Jannah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, out of your grace, mercy, rahmah, fadl, lutfihi wa karamihi wa judihi, your mercy, grace, benevolence, admit us also, our parents, our spouses, our children, our siblings, and the entire ummah and muslimah into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Then what happens? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي. So now the people of Jannah, what will they say once they see the glory, the beauty of Jannah? In the Arabic language, Jim Noon means something that is hidden. Junoon, insanity, Allah forbid. Can you see it? No, you can't see it. Janine and the fetus in the mother's womb, can you see it? No, you can't see it. I'm not speaking now with apparatus and all those gadgets. With the naked eye, can you just see it? No. Jinn, can you see? No, you can't see. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ. The darkness of the night, you see. So what is there? You can't see. If there's load shedding sometimes, then we stumble and we fall over something. So Jim Noon Jannah, when we enter into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, everything is so magnificent, beyond our perception and comprehension. And the land and the sand there will be so beautiful, but we won't even see it because we're just looking everywhere around us and what's surrounding us. We'll be tiptoeing like, you know, just walking and just going on. So وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي. So they, the people of Jannah, will praise Allah and say, all praise is due to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. صَدَقَنَا وَعَدَهُ. He fulfilled his promise from us. He told us, make effort on Iman, continue with the righteous deed, and then he, Allah, will grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So now we are in Jannah, we praising him. Ya Allah, all praise is due to you who has fulfilled his promise to us. Now we in Jannah. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ. And he made us the heirs of this land. What is the land? Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Don't ask Allah for Jannah only, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. When you beg and petition Almighty Allah, فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. Ask Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus. That is the cream of the crop. That is the best of the premium position and place there in Jannah. The lady came, Sahabiya, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My son went with you in jihad and he did not return. Please tell me where is he, then I know what will be my response. He, Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told her, your son is in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So one is we ask for Jannah, one is we ask for Jannat al-Firdaus, and then we ask Allah Jalla wala for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. The hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So read with me, O esteemed listeners. Allahumma inna nas'aluka, Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la wa awrathana al-arda. So Allah makes us the elated heirs of the places there in Jannah. نتبوأ من الجنة. We can settle in Jannah anywhere, حيث نشاء. We can go right, left, center. There's no boards there. Stop here, yield there, robot here, traffic light here, look right, look left. There you go where you feel like. When you are in this world, do this, don't do this, don't do this. When we in Jannah, Allah says, Allah commands us in the world. We don't say we can command Allah, not permissible, but we make a very polite and gentle request. Ya Allah, I request this, I want this, I'm asking you for this. Allah say, aap to mere mehman ho, you are my guest. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنْفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. That whatever you desire, whatever you ask for, I will fulfill every desire of yours. نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. I am here 3 nights by my brother Munir Nur Muhammad Moti. Allah Jalla Wala reward him, reward his wife, reward his mother, reward his 2 flowers, Abu Muhammad and Abu Bakr, 3.5 years old, the twins, and his brother Nur Muhammad, how they go out of their way to make our life comfortable. But that is makhluk. We people come to us, we try our level best to make them feel comfortable. This is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Hospitality from his side. You are the Yuhul Rahman. After mere mehman ho. So I will give you whatever you want, Allah says. See, nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. So we will settle there in Jannah, wherever we desire. Then, فَنِعِمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. How excellent is the reward for those people who do the speech, the actions and the deeds and so forth and so on. So the reward is beyond their perception, comprehension. We must continue with the actions. We must continue with the righteous deeds and so forth. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, Malakul Maut came to him. He told Malakul Maut, I'm waiting for you so long, why you didn't come? And then he read the verse, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْآمِلُونَ. So then we the people of true Iman, Islam, and inshallah entering Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, we doing all these actions. We wake up tahajjud, we do program 7 days a week with Allah's help. We do this, we do that, we try. All broken effort, but Allah to be fadl wa karam wa judihi wa rahmatihi accepts it. Our mujahideen, what is our actions? Nothing. Look at our mujahideen in Palestine, in Gaza al-Mubarakah, dicing with death, sending the chutkas harami straight to the hellfire, roasting them and toasting them. So that are the actions, remember them. So now they are in Jannah, and what they see, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ. So you, O Jannati, you will see the angels, حَافِّينَ, they are encompassing, they are encircling, مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ, the throne of Almighty Allah, the Arsh of Rahman, so the throne, how majestic that will be. And what these angels are doing, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, they glorifying Almighty Allah with tasbih, بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, when we are now in Sakarat, when we know our time is very near for departure, so what must you read? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Quran is teaching us. Now you know it's just a matter of time. 1 hour, 2 days, 1 day, might be few minutes left. So the last few minutes say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Suratul Nasr, the last surah and chapter to be revealed. Not last verse, the last surah and chapter. And verse number 3, Allah is teaching us. That should be your last word. Like Imam Bukhari, rahimullah, drew inspiration, motivation from this. And then his last hadith in Bukhari Sharif, كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن ثقيلتان في الميزان إن خفيفتان على اللسان سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله العظيم. يريد كلمة and then we meet our beloved Allah جل جلاله. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا الله the حديث المستدى أحمد صحيح authentic حديث. Make that the best day in our life, Ya Allah, the day we come to meet you. So these angels, the Jannatis, people are seeing, now they see the Arsh of Rahman, the majestic throne of Almighty Allah, and the angels thronging and circling and encompassing the throne, and they're reciting, Subhanallah bihamdihi, wa qudhiya baynahum bilhaqq. And now the judgment has already been passed amongst them, the people and humanity. For the people of Iman, Islam, you enter Jannah, Fadlan wa Rahmatan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. For the people who are Kuffar and Muslims, they sane and mature. So for them the judgment is passed truthfully, Adlan min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah, and they dispatch to Jahannam, Allah forbid. Eternal doom and eternal gloom. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar wa qudhiya baynahum bil haqq. So now the verdict is passed truthfully with justice. Waqeel, it will be said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Almighty Allah who is the Rabb of Alameen. Alameen means everybody, everything besides Almighty Allah. He alone, exclusively, is the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher. You tell a king, tell a president, prime minister, leave the other creation of Allah. All the people in your country, give them breakfast, lunch and supper. Which king can do that? Which president, prime minister can do that? So Allah, Jalla Wala, every day feeding millions, billions, trillions, nay, more than zillion creation of His. Ye Qudrat Karishma. So today with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we conclude chapter 39. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. O beloved Allah, accept on our behalf. Verily you are all hearing and all knowing. Ya Allah, reward our parents, our teachers, our muhsineen, our capital group, and everybody else who is helping us on this magnificent journey. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is to finish our life in the service of the Quran Sharif. Right till our last moment, we are busy, engaged and gross with Quran Sharif, with Sunnah Mubarakah, with Al-Fiqhul Islami. So that should be our aim. Allahumma ajalna minhum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us give you today's news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. 14th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, and day number 407 of the Ghazza genocide. Alhamdulillah, say O Muslim Muslimah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 10 jutlas dispatched straight to death and roasted, toasted in Jahannam, in South Lebanon and in Lebanon. So there the Hezbollah, the Kuffar, but they're doing an excellent job, better than the Sunni countries who are the cowards, the bootlickers of America, Israel, Britain and others and so forth. They're fighting and they're taking them on. Say Jutla, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. They're doing a magnificent job. We praise them because Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-deen bi rajulil fajir. Verily, sometimes Allah Jalla Wala uses non-Muslims to assist and help this deed. You see, Abu Talib, uncle, chacha, kaka of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much he helped, but yet dispatched to Jahannam forever. Quran says, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cannot give guidance to whom you desire. Allah of who you love, Allah will give hidayah to whomsoever he wishes. It is his prerogative exclusively. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he, Abu Talib Singh, is getting the worst punishment. But because he helped Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the lightest punishment, but it will continue forever, eternal doom and gloom. And then in Ghazza al-Mubarak, another 3 jutlas were dispatched to hell, roasted, toasted, so the battle, the struggle goes on. The H, Hitler, very good job he did. We like Hitler also, and to a certain extent. We like Hamas and love them, they're 100% Sunnis. Then we like the Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, the Kufar Shias, but doing good job. Houthi, not Houthi. Alif ba ta sa, alif ba te se, Houthi. So remember, good job they're doing. The Red Sea, any of those American ships come, British ships come, Israeli ships come, with their lungi and their dagger. If you've been to Yemen, they wear lungi, they wear the sarong, and they got the dagger inside there, and then they shooting, and they use it, and bismillah, bismillah, and they say, Allahumma sadri dramyana, ya Allah, let it hit target. Boom, bang, finish. America doesn't know what to do. So that is how Allah is helping them. You see, Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, Hitler, Abdul Qadir Husseini, who passed away, rahimahullah, in April 1948, just before the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel was established in May, 14 May, he passed away and is buried there, right in the complex nearby there of Aqsa al-Mubarak. So the H is sending them to hell. Another H, alhamdulillah. Lapid, he is the opposition leader there in Israel. He told the Israeli Ben-Gvir is a harami and must be fired. He's a terrorist causing more harm to Israel than good. So fly Dubai. Now you tell me these guys are Muslim. Your MBS of Saudi Arabia, your MBZ of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, not Abu Dhabi. That is Dubai and Abu Dhabi in Arabic. But now you speak English, so you say Dubai and you say Abu Dhabi. In Arabic, Abu Dhabi. So like that, so there will be how many flights a week from there, Dubai to Tel Aviv, 8 flights a week. And this is courtesy of your MBZ, Pakka Murtad bin Zindi, and courtesy of him, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. But yesterday, remember, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, what is right, we must say. So the Sheikh, Imam Abdullah bin Awad al-Juhani, he made a wonderful dua in the Jummah khutbah. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين. Twice he mentioned it. Ya Allah, you punish the Jutlas, who are the usurpers and they are the occupiers, and you decimate and destroy them. Well done to you, Abdullah Awad Jurni. But you're a chamcha also. He must take the name of the king and the confidence. What need this for that now? So that is chamcha business. If you don't understand chamcha business, it means that you want to be the spy of the authorities and so forth and so on. Israel will regret the joy over Trump. Now they say Trump, Trump. So the Haaretz newspaper say very soon they'll be regretting it. See Israel. Every resolution almost of the United Nations they violated. Guilty of genocide, guilty of war crimes, guilty of ethnic cleansing. First time in 40 days, they allow the United Nations, ATRAC and all that to enter into northern Gaza. First time in 40 days. Now you tell me if that is not starvation policy and so forth, but our Palestinians, when we just look at the images coming through, the tears flow and the du'as come out, dil se, Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen al muhtalleen al ghasibeen al mal'uneen ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, we can only turn to you. You decimate and destroy these jutlas and all their supporters, American, British and the Indian government from India, Modi and all these Arab regimes and whoever helping them in one way or the other, that Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy the whole lot of them. A gunman opens fire by the Israeli consulate there in front of the consulate in Istanbul. You remember Jamal Khashoggi, and you remember that how they murdered him and made Gurbani of him, MBS and his team. So that was also in Istanbul, the consulate there. So the consulates are there in Istanbul, the embassies are there in Ankara. So this happened there in Istanbul, remember, in front of the Israeli consulate. Israel is what now? That they said is guilty of committing war crimes. That is in your Haaretz newspaper, your Jutla Jutli, go read it there. The French court releases George Abdullah. They said that for George Abdullah is death sentence. But then they realized after so many years they made a mistake. So now they released him. You must sue them. Anytime this kuffar mess around with us, sue them millions and billions, totally permissible. BRICS is increasing. Now Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand have not only joined BRICS, they have joined the economics department. So now there will be major players part of. So BRICS is increasing and America is falling, Israel is falling, the Arab transport dictators are declining. Saudi and British defense ministers met yesterday. Bilateral talks in Riyadh because Saudi Arabia's latest concern, nothing to do with Islam, how we can prop up our power. The Ahle Saud, we want to stay in power forever from 1932 till now. Just now 2032, they will tell you it's 100 years. But when they count, they'll count till 2030 and tell you it's 100 years. Why? Because you must remember, they'll tell you we made Islamic counting. So that is how they play and manipulate, you must remember things. Malcolm X daughters, they are suing, you see? You must sue them. Sue their pens off. So remember, they are suing the CIA, suing FBI, suing NYPD, the New York Police Department. You all were accomplices in the assassination of our beloved father. Hence now we have all the evidence we have collated and we will take you to the cleaners. Well done to you, the daughters of Malcolm X. We make dua. You must sue them billions and trillions of dollars, inshallah. Allah make you kamiyab and successful, inshallah. Aziz. China, Qing Chong Tingaling, you know, that's what they do. They don't talk. They do all the actions first and then they speak. So they went to Peru, to Lima. I went there. So they went to Peru and Lima. So they opened a mega port. And this port will be for that whole area there. You see all the countries and so forth. So well done to Qing Chong, Qing. Their names are so difficult. So we just make our own name and so forth. Two journalists arrested in Mozambique. Mozambique, lot of turbulence there and problems there and so forth. Let's come to beloved South Africa and give you the news, views, interviews. Mashatile, they say that he is looting billions. Mashatile, your deputy, not mine. I never voted for them. I never ever vote for them. So ANC, so he is, they say, busy stealing and looting billions. So he is denying that. And then the every day in South Africa, the Citizen newspaper reports, people are dying with gun death. People just shoot Skopskit and Donner, you see that? And then they kill the people in South Africa. 33 people daily are dying because of gunshots and gun death and so forth. And then remember that tonight, after sunset, then you will see there in Tel Aviv and all parts there, Beersheba, Jerusalem, the Jutlas will be marching and so forth and so on. And you know, the Majlis wrote a wonderful article against TJ Tariq Jamil, the Shaitan. So last night I was very busy, the whole day busy. So I saw it so late at night, 11 o'clock or so, I sent it out to all the groups and telegram. Read it, we concur and agree with Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah. So yesterday after Fajr, we had program in the masjid. Then after Ishraq, we went to the graveyard, made dua for all the marhumin, then translated the khutbah from Munir Ba's house here. Then went to the masjid, mashallah. Allah reward my brother Hafiz Adil Suleiman. He's like the main shot here. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him and family and all the trustees and imams here, mashallah. And thereafter was a nice akni, you see. So I told Masi, I said, Masi, akni, at close, manji iman ta za ti yo hai. So masi munir mother, you see. So may they say the hunu I hunu. That is like gold, you know, shining in its glory, the Akhni. I love Akhni on a Friday especially. And then I slept, you see. After the Akhir, then we went there to go visit the Sikh. So there we have a brother, Akhir Kachalia. So his wife is Yasmin Mullah. Yasmin Mullah from Heidelberg. We went to school together. So I heard she's very, very sick. So we told Akhir, you want to come? He said, come. Then we went there and made dua for her. Allah Jalla Wala grant Yasmin Mullah, Yasmin Kachalia. There's complete shifa. All those who are ill and sick, Allah grant them complete shifa. You, the people, family members, give out charity. Da'u mardakum bisadaqa. Maghrib, we went to read there in Chrome Park. My connection is there. Abdul Qadir Tayyib. Now he built a small time musalla there, you see. So we went to read Maghrib Salat there with a new imam. He came with us, Mawlana Huzaifa. He just started a few months ago here. He is very beautiful. Qari Abdul Hamid, excellent. And then Mawlana Rafiq, excellent. And now he's the new one. So we went there, gave a talk there, and all that came for supper, and gave a long talk here last night over on Quran Sharif, and all the children were elated, delighted, and so forth. So mashallah, and then we came back home, and so forth. Today's program, so inshallah, 7 to 9 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 2:30 to 3 will be the Majlis of Mawlana Musa Lahir. And inshallah, 6 to 8 will be Suleiman Esop, Naat Ki Raat. So inshallah, tonight I'll be back home. I'm here single, no wife, no life. So I don't need but 3 nights have passed. So now I have to pack up and go. So Bella, Polokwani, and Makupani. So all these are the new names. Wombat, Portis, Petersburg. Jazakallahu khairan to all of you, the trustees, the imams, and all the other people who helped us out. Maulana Salim, we have 15, 16 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair.
Mufti Sahab, please advise, is there any effective method to stop sinning on the spot?
Remember that dua alone will not help. We have to make sincere attempt and effort. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, oh you who believe. 89 different places here to Ashikana Kitab here. This is an address filled with love and compassion. Allah loves us so much. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha, make tawbah. Which kind tawbah? Tawbah and nasuha. Chapter number 24 and verse 31, what Allah says. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 31. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All of you have to make tawbah. No exclusions, no exemptions. Everyone who's sane and mature, male, female, we must, is compulsory. And we must do it fawran, immediately. Not ta'khiran and delay it, procrastinate it, and so forth. Then that iman ka taqaza hai. Ayyuha al-mu'minuna la'allakum tuflihun. Then you'll be successful. So the people came to Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu and asked him, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. What it means? He said that when you milk the she-camel, when you milk the cow, do you see the milk going back in the udders? So people have problems today with drugs, with alcohol, fornication, adultery, riba, sood, viage, fraud. 101 things, examples you can give. Allah protect us from all these vices and sins and addiction to pornography, addiction to drugs. And then they have a relapse. They go back all the time. So no, tawbah means we don't go back to it. So Sayyidina Ali was asked, Sayyidina Ali, teach me how I can go to Jannah. He said that place your foot on your desires, your lust and all that which is haram, and then your next foot will be in Jannah al-Firdaus. And when we continue with the vices, impose a fine upon yourself. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam came to inspect his wonderful horses, Arabian horses, call it whatever you wanted. Then they delayed his zikr.
and they delayed him in his ibadat. He said, bring him back here. Rudduha alayhi fatafika masham misuqi wal a'naqa. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, we met him various times. And on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976, he passed away. Allah grant him jannat, one of the greatest jurors produced by the subcontinent in the past. So he wrote under this verse, Isku Ghairat kehte hai. This is our terminology when we, for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, is ma'asum, obviously, Anbiya are ma'asum, protected. So he taught us a lesson that me and you, not Anbiya, me and you, when we commit vices and sins, then we must impose certain punishment upon ourselves. You call that ghaira. So impose 50 rain, 100 rain, I'll read 20 rakat salat. In 10 days, 20 days, 40 days, we'll be straight like a miswak, inshallah. So that is showing that you are serious about it. Not just dua. Dua ke saath, you have to make dawa also. You have to make effort also. Then things will come right, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, if a daughter can travel to Dubai to meet her father there, the husband will drop her at the airport, and when she reaches Dubai, her father will pick her up. Is this permissible?
I read an article now, just in this week, I think, in Emirates, the airlines were flying Emirates from India, Delhi, Bombay, wherever, there to Dubai. So the Hindu guys and all of them, not all the passengers now, but some of them, one way they took daru, alcohol, and then they got so drunk and intoxicated, they started wanted to molest even the air hostess. So then they arrested them and they said, change policy, finish now. You only allow one touch. You only allow one drink with your meals. No other does. Bring some whiskey, some bring some champagne, some Johnny Walker, bring some Gary Player. All haram places, all haram things. Islam says every drop is haram. Ma askara kathiruhu fa qaliluhu haram. What intoxicates in large quantities, the minutest quantity is haram. So that is Islam, Sahih Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So now these enemies, so they say that. I saw how many times, sometime next to me, the guy is taking the daru, alcohol. Then I just turn my face for us, that thing, terrible, horrible stench and smell. And we make dua, Ya Allah, Allah, Ma'inni, Aguz, becoming jari soup. Ya Allah, protect me from this terrible neighbor here, and so forth and so on. So like that, we must remember, whatever is haram is always harmful to us spiritually, physically, and in every way, remember that. So therefore, we must remember that for us as Muslims, we can never ever get involved in these type of haram things. Now you want to travel from here to Joburg, and then your husband will drop you, and then you're going to travel alone. Now imagine the guy took daru. He start molesting you. Who is going to help you then? You got it? And this happened now in this week, past 10 days, 12 days, in the past 1-2 weeks. So therefore, Islam says, you ladies, you must travel with your husband, or you must travel with your mahram. For you to travel like that, 8 hours, Joburg, Durban to Dubai, and no mahram, no husband, totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, there's a trend appearing, the books are given for writing Durood Sharif. Should a person use these books?
People will always try and do something. You see, Maulana, remember these two words. Today is Saturday. I don't know where you are. Are you in NKR? Are you in ND? Are you in Ladysmith? Are you in Durban? Because every second, third week you are there. So you delivered a khutbah, lecture, everything. So hypothetically, for argument's sake, you or me, so I gave khutbah here in 40s, here in Makupani, lecture khutbah all that yesterday, alhamdulillah. So I or you, now we delivered the khutbah from the mimbar in Zulu, or Afrikaans, or English, or Urdu. It will become the talk of the town. So what people do, khalif tuqraf, remember that. When you go contrary to the norm, you will become instantly famous. So people, Allah Jalla Wala taught us chapter 33, verse 56. I sent it out now Thursday, Friday. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Verily, Almighty Allah, He sends salutations. So the person explaining the tafsir, he said, salawat for Almighty Allah means Allah sends His special mercy upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa malaikatahu, and His angels, that they are sending salawat. So that means they are making dua for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. So when you say, O Muslim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it means that Ya Allah, you grant Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasila, you grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So remember, we must be reading, we must be showing our love to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just writing, no. Islam didn't say you must write. Islam said you must read. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Read upon me abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations on the night of Friday and the day of Friday, the greatest deed for the greatest of Allah's creation on the greatest day of the week. That is what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah celebrated, Shudan Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah taught us. And when you study the philology, history of the word Durood Sharif, what does it mean? So you are, today I'm going to the farm here. Abdul Qadir Tayyib, you see, is my connection. So he got some farm here. He said, no, I ajja, papachi bega wat nasi, pachak naru. I said, very good, you'll come inshallah. You see, make one tawaf ziyarat, then tawaf will be done, then we go home. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. All programs finished then. So Insha'Allah. So now what happens when you have a farm and you have bumper crops, you're going to sell it in minimum time for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So that is the real meaning in Farsi, Persian, what they speak there in Iran, of the word durood. So we took it and we brought it for our purpose, Durood Sharif. So we will read, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Dakhil al-Dar, Salli ala Nabi al-Mukhtar. You're going to the masjid now. So you enter with the right foot. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah, Rabbi ghfirli dhunubi, Allahumma iftahli abwaba rahmatik. So we read that, we receive the optimum, maximum reward. So that is Durood Sharif. What a beautiful lesson. Chalo, let me go in the car, we carry on. Don't worry, Mohana. When we reach the masjid, then we'll tell you to stop. So we carry on, inshallah. Right, let's carry on.
Okay, sir, is it permissible to give up stray kittens from our yard to the SPCA and they are going to sterilize them?
100% permissible. You know, there's cats and kittens, and then, mashallah, if you go to Junaid Khan's house, you'll see lot of cats and kittens and all these things there. So, barakat, make dua for Junaid Mota, Allah, give him complete shifa. And Monday, he's busy with us, you know, stood, inshallah, we're making dua. So, if in your yard and that you got 150, 20 cats, kittens, then you call SPCA and they sterilize it, all that totally permissible. Sterilization for animals, all that totally permissible. Sterilization for human beings, Muslims, totally haram. So in animals, euthanasia, mercy killing, permissible. Euthanasia, killing human being, all that, you say they're suffering, totally haram. What must we do in that case? Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. وَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لَهُ فَتَوَكَّهُ. If death is better, give death. So that is what Islam taught us. So if you animals, cats, kittens, puppies, dogs, you got dogs there for hunting purposes, security purposes, and then you sterilize them. There's hunting dogs and there's dogs for security, so to sterilize them, permissible. Human being, male, female, sterilization, euthanasia, all haram, not permissible.
Kisab, is blood transfusion allowed in Sharia?
100% halal. When we were studying them, or Salim, you know very well, I saw them all. So one day they had a meeting there at Darul Karachi. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, you must remember, and you must remember, who else was there? Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was there, and then Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib was there, Mufti Taqi Usmani was there, Mufti Rafius, all passed away besides Mufti Taqi Usmani. So they used to have majalis, you must remember, of Masaili Hazira, so forth and so on, and discuss this modern maslas. So you will find it there in Insani Aza Ki Pevankari and other kitabs and that. So blood transfusion, you are giving blood, totally permissible. To sell blood, totally haram. To receive blood, totally permissible, whether you receive it from Muslim or non-Muslim. So all that fatwa will be permissible. Yeah, you don't want to. That is taqwa, that is your precaution and ihtiyat. But from fatwa verdict point of view, permissible, but to sell the blood, that is haram for us as Muslims.
Mufti Sahib, is there any special dua for heart ailments to read?
Remember when people are ill and sick, yesterday I met my one connection, Haji Harun here, so Haji Harun Ismail. So remember that, so I told him, Haji Sahib, read Surah Fatiha, and take olive oil and then rub and massage, or tell your son to rub there on your shoulder. He had a big all that sling. So whatever ailments you got, heart or chest or feet or toes or whatever, so read Surah Fatiha, blow on yourself. You can't manage, tell somebody else to do so, and then drink and have the olive oil, kulu zayt, eat olives, waddahinu bihi, and then massage and use the olive oil and massage it. Fa innahu min shajarati mubaraka, it is from a blessed, honorable tree. And the hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. Allah speaks of it in the Quran. Wa shajaratan takhruju min turi sayna'a bin duhuni. I went to Mount Sinai and it was drizzling. My brother Suleiman told me, Abdul Qadir Sheikh, you're not going to go today, you'll never go in your life. I asked him why. He said, see, it's drizzling. It only drizzles here twice a year. That's all the olive tree needs. And that it gives this little bit water, and then it survives the whole year. So Allah Jalla Wala made it such. So now you ill, heartache, this ache, that ache, and pains. So give out charity. Hadith in the Maraseel of Imam Abu Dawood. Dawu maradakum bis sadaqa. You see now, I'm going masjid there. So I give some money to Munir and my brother. So I tell him that now go so and give this money and put day inside. So now we make intention, Ya Allah, all the people who are ill and sick, Ya Allah, you give them shifa. All our amwat and mauta, my father, my mother, grandparents, and whoever else, brother, sister, whoever has passed away. So Ya Allah, what Iman, Islam, whether we know them or not, you forgive them, grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So that is the beauty of our deen. We become an asset to humanity. You are in Durban, you are in Cape Town, you are here and there. I give you this verse and then we finish. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When you are there by the ocean, you see the bubbles and the foam. It's on top and then it disappears. That is your communism, socialism, your apartheid, your Zionism, your democracy, capitalism, secularism, all satanic system, haram system. And they are just the form and then they disappear. فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. O Muslim, O Muslima, me and you, we are the water. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. Take the water of Islam and quench the people's thirst. فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And your name will shine for years and decades and centuries. Like how we took the names of so many great people. So remember that is Allah Ta'ala giving us example of haq and batil, of truth and falsehood. We are in the masjid now. So we are entering here. Barakallahu fiqh. Jazakallahu fiqh to the Muasalim. On Salfrat, Mandah, inshallah. Monday we talk to Jazakallahu fiqh. Tomorrow between 2 and 4, Q&A, inshallah, with Hafiz Wadi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
One quick question.
Gigi.
One listener asked, Mufti Sahib, what is the best tip to keep your wife happy?
What is the best thing? You must smile with her, then she smiles. Give her money, honey, take the money, and she'll be happy. Make dua, Rabbana, hablana, amin, azwajina, amin, amin, amin.
Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, respected listeners, barakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in all our activities. Let's welcome our listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar International on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for us. It's family time. It's time to connect with our families, inshallah. Visit the sick, visit the elderly, make khidmat, go and take du'as from your parents. Inshallah, make this day a fruitful day in the sense that we try to do some work for the community and for society, inshallah. Take our children to visit the orphans. Take them to visit the sick, inshallah. Introduce our children to visit the elders of our families. So inshallah, take some time so that Allah Ta'ala can give us the best of this dunya, as Mufti Sahib just read the dua just now. Ke Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama.